Seventh training class, the conscious mind. When the soul initially incarnates into this earth spiritual training school, all God characteristics in the soul's light body are activated and planted in the soul's physical body to germinate into becoming a co-creator God. The conscious mind is in the brain of the physical body, which is the seventh chakra called the crown chakra. One of the purposes of the conscious mind is to validate truth from fiction and store these truths into the subconscious mind. The conscious mind can entertain only one thought at a time. It can observe many things at once, like a video recording camera. The conscious mind will focus on a particular detail to observe and attempt to comprehend what is being observed. It is limited to only focusing on one thought at a time. This focus feature is associated with the creation process of the conscious mind. The conscious mind will also remember details of events experienced. Store these events in the subconscious mind to be recorded later. For example, what did the soul eat for dinner last night? Who was at dinner? What time did dinner start? And what was the food eaten and was it enjoyable? And who washed the dishes? The conscious mind can also program memories of numbers and processes to be recalled later, such as social security numbers and learning how to type on a keyboard proficiently. The conscious mind can be trained to be intuitive, listening to thoughts in their conscious mind and to discern interactions with people on the integrity of who the soul is communicating with. The soul can listen to guidance through their thoughts from their spiritual teachers to review their itinerary for the day and week ahead and to discern which thoughts are meaningful and which line of thinking is not valuable. Another one of the soul's primary purposes is to learn wisdom and store this wisdom in the soul's subconscious mind and light body. The soul has free will to experience all aspects of this earth spiritual training school to discern what is a truth and what is fiction. The soul can experience all sensations to discern the value of the sensation in any life experience. All of the primary purpose of learning wisdom. There are no sins or karma relating to the soul using trial and error in determining if a life experience has value. And knowledge and truth can be discerned from the life experience. A karma experience will be created if the soul abuses any member of God's many kingdoms in their desire to investigate an aspect of this earth spiritual training school. There are many kingdoms of God in this earth spiritual training school. The kingdom of man, of mammals, of animals, insects, plants, and vegetations in God's kingdoms. The conscious mind will transform all the raw emotional characteristics of God into God feelings. Once the raw emotional God characteristics makes its journey from the solar plexus through one of the thousand nerve passageways to the brain. When trained, the conscious mind can be a two-way communication gateway between the soul and the universal mind. The questions to universal minds can be verbal or through their thoughts, and the soul needs to learn how to listen and discern the response from universal mind and which will be thoughts in their conscious mind. Sometimes universal mind will respond before the soul finishes asking their questions. Universal mind always knows what the soul's dreams, desires, and challenges are in every moment. The soul must become aware of the creation process for their dreams and desires to manifest. The soul creates all the time but is unaware of the manifestation process. If the soul is hungry, they will prepare something to satisfy their body's desire. First, the body will signal of their hunger desire for something to satisfy the hunger signal. Next, the soul will visualize a menu of items that may satisfy the body's appetite. As the soul reviews each food item, the soul will wait until there is a signal from the body which food item will satisfy the body's desire for nourishment. The conscious mind will discern if the food item being requested by the body is good for the nutritional and well-being of the soul's function. Once the soul and the body negotiates what the soul will prepare for the body, the preparation process continues. The soul will review what food was negotiated between the soul and the physical body in order to prepare the food to satisfy the body's desire, and then determine if the soul has all the ingredients to prepare whatever was decided for the good of the body. Once the soul has decided that all the ingredients are available, the soul will prepare the meal for the body. This process may take less than a minute for the soul to arrive at that moment where the soul will prepare the meal. We will go into detail during the creation process to highlight other more important ingredients in the creation process. The imaginary process within the conscious mind is located in the sixth chakra known as the brow chakra, and allows the soul to visualize their intended creation process to discern the possibility of their pretend manifestations in different scenarios before consciously attempting to bring their visualization into manifestation. For an example, a soul may use discernment to decide whether the soul might buy a house in the north part of town or the south part of town. The soul will visualize living in each part of the town and discern the advantage of living in either part of the town. If the soul wants to surprise his partner, he may visualize what gift will please her the most. He may imagine giving her flowers and imagine her reaction, or he may imagine giving her a gold necklace and imagine what her reaction might be. A soul robbing a bank needs to imagine what would happen if he were successful in planning to rob a bank, and then imagine what would happen if he got caught by the police if he robs the bank. We are constantly using our imaginary capabilities every day in planning our daily routines, visualizing each step in what sequential order we will complete our responsibility. This process happens quickly, and the soul may be unaware of performing this capability. I remember when I first wanted to learn to meditate. I was married with a small child, working full-time and driving an hour to and from work. I wanted to meditate twice a day, morning and evening, and without interfering with the routine and responsibilities of my wife. So I had to calculate what time I would have to get up in the morning to meditate, where to meditate, how long I would meditate, shower, eat breakfast, get dressed, and prepare to leave for work. This process had to be convenient for me and also convenient for my wife. The same visualization and discernment had to be used to determine what time I was going to meditate at nighttime, when the house will be quiet, and after my evening responsibilities were completed, again, making sure my nighttime meditation schedule was convenient for both my wife and me. Remember who you are. You are a child of God created in His image and likeness. Each soul chooses to come to this earth spiritual training school to serve God by transforming their light body into a physical light body and to be a divine servant of God and serving the oneness of creation through love. When a soul embraces who they are, a soul created in the image and likeness of God, and their purpose in this spiritual training school is to train to be a co-creator God, the soul finds obstacles in their life removed and their dreams and desires will manifest sooner. Much love and many blessings. Namaste. Visit us at www.thepathtooneness.com. Join the membership program for all the latest teachings from the Golden Ones. Visit us on Facebook and LinkedIn at thepathtooneness.com.